evening, morning, whatever it is. Glad you're here. I'm not up here to sing. They won't let me on yet, still, but we're working on it. Y'all just be coming on in, getting ready. We got a little smaller set today, no drums.
No drums.
Drummer's running out the door. So, this is the day the Lord has made, right? We're going to rejoice and be glad in it and every single day. I was reading the other day in a scripture, one of my favorites, says His mercies are new every morning. And the Lord just spoke to me when I've quoted that scripture for years and years. His mercies are new every morning. And I just had this profound moment where God just spoke to me and said, and your mercies need to be new every morning. Right? If His mercies are new every morning, my mercies have got to be new every morning too. And it'll make life a whole lot better if you'll just do that. Get up every day with a fresh dose of mercy, because somewhere along the way, you're going to need to give it to somebody. Amen? So let's stand together. Lord, we thank You that we are in Your presence always. We thank You that when we come together, that You said there's something significant about that, and some special things transpire, that every person here has brought a gift, every person here has brought a measure of faith, every person here has brought a measure of the Spirit, and together we make up the body of Christ, and we just want to release our praise and our worship unto You today, and we just thank You now for all You're doing in our hearts and in our lives, in Christ's name, and everybody said amen.
I need You. My soul, Calvary covers it all.
Thank you, Lord, for Calvary. Thank you, Lord, that we can just be still before you and know that all that we have need of, Lord, you have already given us. You have already paid that price for us, Lord, and ransomed our souls, Lord, and paid the price for all of our past, all of our future. Lord, we just rest this morning in your presence, Lord. We find peace, Lord, as we're still before you to listen to your voice.
Peace makes me whole.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful You are, how great Your affections are for me.
Mistakes and not keeping us to perfection. In Jesus' name.
If y'all would, y'all stay right where you're at for just one second. Ooh, this morning I give the pleasure and the privilege to talk to you this morning. And my topic, normally, pastor's out of town, and there's a series that we're on. And he says, I want you to talk about this. So I say, great, I get to go and I look everything up and I get to talk about what he said I needed to talk about. And this time he said, I want you to talk, but just talk about grass, being. So what we figured out is we can really talk about anything we want to and we can fit it into grasp and being. because it's all about Him. But I was looking at the stage this morning. I'm talking about relationships this morning. And I was looking at this guy back here on this keyboard back here. And of this stage, it's the one I have the least amount of relationship with. But that doesn't mean I don't have a relationship, because this guy used to beat me up in basketball, him and his brothers. But one of the things, the best thing that he ever did is married into an incredible family. That I have an incredible relationship with. And so my relationship is better and stronger now because of that. And choices that you made. And this guy right here, this lady on the stage used to change his diapers as a babysitter. So when I would go and see her, because I was wanting to see her, I get to spend time with him when he was like this tall. And so 27 years of relationship has developed there. And this lady back over here has been so integral part of mine and my wife's relationship. I don't know why I'm crying about clothes, but she used to show up at our house and just bring bags of clothes, of little kid clothes, and say, here, just if you can use these, great. So, I mean, we got a picture the other day of somebody, was it Luke, in his overalls that Ben Mullis used to wear. They were passed down that far. Don't you like seeing him on stage? You don't get to see him every week anymore like you used to. Living in Atlanta, but driving down here to be a part. And the relationships that are there. And I know this guy the least amount of time. But other than this lady, probably the one I love just as much the most because of how much he loves and cares for my daughter. So even though I've known some of these longer, and I can't compare them to Paul, I have a deeper love for him because of what he's walking out and doing in my life, in my daughter's life. And this lady is the greatest woman in the world. And we're in a different stage in our life. These kiddos aren't kiddos anymore. They've grown up. We have adult children. And we're actually re-navigating our relationship. But it's growing deeper and it's growing stronger. Thank you guys for staying up here for a minute. Thank you for leading us in worship this morning. Right now, as we speak, there is a youth service that's going on. So if you're a middle schooler or a high schooler and you want to be up in youth service, you need to head up there right now. But this is Disciple Now Weekend, DNW they call it. So Friday night, cooked them a meal, and they had a service, and they went to homes, and they spent the night in homes and had devotions that night and got very little sleep. I think Bobby Joe said that there was a bunch of hot dogs in the refrigerator, and when they woke up, there wasn't anything left in that refrigerator. She had the guys at her house. They spent the entire day yesterday jumping around, and I'm forgetting the name of the place where you have a bunch of trampolines and different things, and Sky Zone, thank you. And had service last night. We used to keep them for two nights, but they were absolutely no good on Sunday morning if we kept them for two nights. So we sent them home to sleep in their own beds last night, and they're back this morning. But Brittany and Andy Toms, which some of you may not recognize that name at all, but Brittany Shaw, Terry and Wanda's daughter, is now Brittany Toms. Just like David that I used to have in children's church, we had Brittany in children's church, Jenny and I did, when we led children's ministry. She grew up through the youth ministry and under our care, and married and moved away, but it's amazing the relationships that develop and change and grow. When we had her as a little child in our children's ministry, it was so much different than the lunch we had yesterday, sitting and talking with them and carrying on the conversation that we had with them. And what God was working and what God is doing and the encouragement that they bring to us and the encouragement that we brought to them. But they've been here all weekend ministering, doing those services. So I want to take time right now and let's pray for that youth service, because there's things that are being imparted into your children, into your young people. That's huge. There are seeds that are being planted that you may not see next week, but those seeds are going to come to life, and you need to know that. And if you're struggling with your young person at a particular day or time, you need to remember that there's been seeds planted in their life. And because of the relationships that are being developed, that you can call forth in those things. So God, Lord, we just lift the youth ministry up right now, Converge. Lord, we thank you for Brian and Sheena, Father, Lord, and the efforts and things that they are putting into that ministry, into those children. We pray, Father, Lord, for Brittany and Andy right now, Lord, as they're ministering, Lord, your word to them. As they're planting seeds, Father, Lord, we know that those will not come back void. That, Father, Lord, that their lives will be changed because of that. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I have moved all around in my notes already. So in choosing my topic for the day, you know, I needed to put it under a particular grasp. Everybody remembers grasp, right? If we're being who God's called us to be, we're supposed to grasp that. And that is, first one is giving. Second one is renewing. Third one is attending. Fourth one is serving. And the fifth one is praying. So mine is going to fall under praying. So relationships falling under praying. Because what I really want to focus on, even though we're going to talk, and I've talked about all these other relationships that are here and that you might would have, we want to talk about your relationship with God. And what level is that at? Where is it progressing to? Where is it moving to? And I knew plenty of time in advance that I was going to be speaking, and I felt like I heard God say, you know, this is what I want you to talk about, this is the topic. And this whole week, though, has been horrible for me. I haven't been, you know, I'd sit down to study, and it just wasn't coming. And I, you know, I had some things, but it just wasn't happening. And I said, God, you know, I'm going to talk about three levels of relationship with God, with Christ. And I was like, I should be able to do this in my sleep, God. What? Why isn't it coming to me? Why is it, you know, this is one-on-one stuff. This is simple. And he said, well, it's because you haven't arrived. And you've got to go a little deeper. You've got to go to that next level of relationship. You've got to be willing to say, hey, there isn't a point that you get to at whatever age you are that you don't need to share more, give more, delve deeper more. How can you be called? Actually, let me change that. How can you be who God has called you to be if you don't know God or know Him better? each day. We're talking about being. We're talking about grasping this being who God's called me to be. And if we be who God's called us to be, then we're going to, all of the other things, the doing and the serving, all of that is going to come into play, and we will do those things. But if we don't know who He is, what makes Him up, how are we going to? I am convinced that you cannot hear God if you don't know God. You can't hear God if you don't know God. Habakkuk. Excuse me, 1 second. Get it over with one time and we don't have to worry about it anymore. Otherwise, y'all will be worried all day long. Habakkuk 3:2 says, and this is from the Living Bible. It says, O Lord, now I have heard your report. I've heard, and I worship you in awe. I worship you in awe. If you want to hear God speak, then you're going to have to worship Him. Now, this team up here does just an incredible job leading us in worship, leading us in to the presence of God. And worship, what does that look like to you? For different people, it's different things. I know worship for Jennifer is even different than what it is for me. She relates to the music differently than I relate to the music. Aren't you glad she sings a whole lot better than I do? But in worship, there is some basic things that take place. You greet God. You greet Him. You say hello. You can say good morning. You can say, but it's, you're acknowledging Him when you worship Him. You thank Him in worship. We pick specific songs based upon, sure, somewhat of the style, but more about the lyrics that are coming through those songs than anything. Matter of fact, they will change, the tune, I'm not a music person, so they will change the music a little bit to make it even more our style and keep the same lyrics because of the purpose and the meaning and what's there behind them and what's being said. And most of them, most all of them have to do with thanking God for who He is and what He has done. In worship, you share yourself with Him. Some people share themselves by this. They raise their hands. Now, do you have to raise your hands to worship? You don't. But in this position, I am the most vulnerable. I open myself up. If I'm like this, I can protect myself. I can guard myself. So a lot of people raise their hands as a sign of, God, I open myself to you. Oh, well, I can't do that. I'm too shy. I can't. Well, I know that in my life, God said, Will, you need to go to the next level in your relationship with Him. And so what does that mean for me? I have to get with God and figure that out. What I can tell you now is God is telling to you, it's time to go to the next level in your relationship with Him. You have to be quiet before Him. In worship, you can do that. Now, worship doesn't always have to be here on Sunday morning. Now, this corporate worship, there's nothing like corporate worship, and it's a incredibly important that you're here on Sunday mornings to be a part of corporate worship. And there's things that are released in the heavenlies in this community and for this church when you are. So don't always just come because you have to come, but come because you need to come. When you worship, you're giving, you're releasing. But being quiet for him is huge. I so missed Friday. For the last several weeks, been doing a yoga class. And just be learning. What I'm learning about yoga is that there's the breathing aspect of it is important, and how you're doing some things, and how it, you can quiet yourself. And I'm really wanting to do it because of the stretching aspect of it. I don't like to stretch before I exercise and things, and I'm having to learn to do that a little bit more. But it's caused you just to focus, to close your eyes, turn off the cell phone for a complete hour. Some of you need to do that each day or time, and just to relax. And you know what I've heard? Not only the person beside me breathing, but God's spoken to me in that time of being quiet. I believe one of the things that needs to happen is that we need to, for some people, you need to stop seeing your prayer as a monologue and start seeing it as a dialogue. Think about that for a second. Have y'all ever seen this red bird over here? He bangs on that window for hours. He's dedicated, though, to seeing that reflection. When you speak to God, God wants to speak to you. He does that through his written word. He does that through the lived out word. That's the God in the other people. He does that in a still small voice to you. That dialogue has got to grow. If I came up to Ben and said, "Hey, Ben, what's going on? Moved in Griffin here recently," and that was it. And then the next week, I came up to him and I said, "Hey, Ben, glad you moved in here." And we never started talking about anything else. He never shared anything that was going on with him. And I never shared anything that was going on with me. We would keep talking about a year from now, "Sure glad you moved back to Griffin, Ben." And it would be mundane and superficial. In a dialogue, I have to learn how to share myself with him. And he wants to share himself with you. But you have to be in a position that you're willing to listen and understand and receive it. So what I want to talk about is three levels of knowing God. And they're real simple. And this is a little bit where I got stuck this week. But the first level is the recognition level. You recognize God. There are some people in my life that I know I recognize at a recognition level. And let me tell you, I know them because of that, but it's just the first level. Tony Dungy. Anybody know who Tony Dungy is? To me, one of the greatest coaches of all times. He used to coach the Indianapolis Colts, started out in Tampa Bay. But if I was walking through the airport and I saw Tony Dungy across the way, I would recognize him immediately. Now, some of you may not. But some of you may recognize rock stars or movie stars that I wouldn't recognize. Because there's a level of interest, there's a level of impartation. You've learned about them. I have learned a ton about Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy's mission is to mentor. He wrote a book called The Mentor Leader, which is a great book if you want to read it. I recommend it highly. But it is not only servant leadership, but it's then mentoring. And everybody should have a mentor, someone that you receive from and someone that you're giving to. That was my commercial on Tony Dungy's book. Another person that I have a recognition level relationship with is Craig Groeschel. Now, Craig Groeschel is out in Oklahoma. He's got if it's the nation's largest church, may not be the world's largest church, but it's satellites all across many states. It is the church that Dusty was attending when she was out there, but I listen to a podcast and listen to him quite often talking about leadership, and he has an impartation to me, and Craig Groeschel has never met me yet. That doesn't mean he might not one day meet me. He might, but he has still imparted to me, even though I haven't met him. Andy Stanley, North Point Community Church, has several churches around the states, and he's one that I glean from, and I get a lot of information from. But I have a recognition level of relationship with them. It is only me receiving from them. They are not receiving anything from me. Not yet, anyway. I haven't started emailing them. I'll probably do that. And that level is good for what it is, but it can't be all that I have in my life. Second level, which is very important, you have the recognition level. Then you have an acquaintance level of relationship. People that they're not really close, but I know who they are and they know who I am. And there's some men that have mentored me or I have received from that are like that. Dwayne Swilly is one of those men that he knows who I am and I know who he is. And we would probably even say that we are friends, but the reality of it is we're really more just an acquaintances, because I really don't know all that is going on in his world. And he doesn't really know all that's going on in my world. J.D. Glass was one of those men. Benny Tate out at Rock Springs is one of those guys. We'll be in a meeting together. He will recognize me. I will recognize him. We're an acquaintance. We can talk and share. I can listen to him on the internet. He could listen to me on the internet. You know what? We just don't have that very next level, which is a friendship level. A friendship level. I have three men in my life that on a spiritual friendship level have made a huge difference. One of those is Mike Oliver. Many of you know Mike. No longer lives here, but worked here and was here at Eagles Way for 20-something years and now lives at Navarre Beach, which I love to go visit him. And he was a mentor. We imparted one to another. He shared his life with me. I share my life with him. And we still do that, just not to the same degree that we used to when we saw each other every day. Now we talk maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks and catch up and what's happening, what's going on, how things are taking place. Ralph Martin is becoming one of my mentor friendship level. Why is that? It's because not only is he here on Sunday mornings, but he's here 2 or 3 days a week. And I go to lunch maybe once a week. And he receives from me, and I receive from him. And there's a relational level that I have with Pastor Buren, a friendship level that is deeper because of the time that is spent. It is rare that there's a day that goes by that we don't see each other. We see each other on Sunday. The office is open Monday through Thursday, so there's a really good chance we're going to see each other Monday through Thursday. Weekend, we're friends, our families are friends, so we hang out a lot of times. But the level of relationship, because I'm willing to share my life with him, and he in turn is sharing his life with me, is strong. And I use those men in my life, those relationship levels, to give you, hopefully you are able to look at who are some people in your life that are at a recognition level. Who are some people in your life that are at a acquaintance level? Who are some that are then really good friendships? Because the question that I want to ask you is what is your level of knowing God? Do you just recognize him? Is he just an acquaintance? Or is this friendship level just really awesome there? Because as great a friendship and the greatest thing that I have with Pastor Buren, it's so much deeper with this lady on this front row right here. And what I realized this week is that just as this has got to continue to grow deeper, and as our lives have changed a little bit with kids, just as that has to change and that has to grow, I've got to do that with God. He said, Will, I need you to go a little deeper. I need you to share a little bit more. I need you to be a little more honest. I need you to pour out. But Will, I need you to be still, and I need you to listen to me, and I need you to let me pour into you. God wants to do that at a friendship level with you. Now, a room this size, there's a good possibility that there's someone here that has never even started a relationship with God. If that's you and you want to start a relationship with God, will you just slip your hand up right where you're at? I see that hand. Thank you. Anyone else? Today you want to start that relationship. I see that. He will do that. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when he does that and we receive him in, he's there already, but we acknowledge it, we receive him, you begin this journey, this relationship. And I'm going to ask you to stand right where you're at, everybody. If you've begun that relationship level, maybe you're already at the acquaintance level, beyond just the recognition. But that's where you're at, and you want to move to the friendship level. See, I could give an altar call and say, who needs to grow deeper? And everybody in this room would need to come down, because we all need to continue to do it. But if you're at the acquaintance level and you want to move to the friendship level, will you lift your hand up right where you're at? I see those hands. You can put them down. What do I need to do? Here's your tool. You need to worship Him. Know what He has said and worship Him. You greet Him. You're thankful to Him. You share your life with Him. And then you're quiet. And you let Him share to you. My challenge to you is, where are you going to go in your friendship with God? How deep is that going to be? Lord, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person, Lord, that has raised their hand today. For those that, Lord, are starting a relationship, a friendship, thank you. For those, Father, Lord, that have been in that recognition level, Lord, and have moved to acquaintance and they want to be your friend. As they begin walking that out, worshiping you, I thank you, Lord, that you will do that. And Lord God, for all of us, we pray for that desire to not become complacent and to grow deeper with you. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The neat thing about what Will's talking about is this, it's ongoing and ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. It never, ever, ever stops, and that's what's so great about it. I'm so thankful that at my age that it just never stops. It gets better, 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 and the relationship levels just continue to change, and that's what's so neat about it. I'm going to ask the ushers that will be coming down to receive our morning tithes and offerings. Today's about giving from the standpoint of alms, a special emphasis on alms. Don't have the alms box right here in the front, but it's right over here. It won't be too difficult to get to. But I want to thank you, especially some of you personally, for helping me out with some alms needs over the last few weeks. I've had some situations that I've gone to people and just asked, could you help out? One guy's in Arizona that you have helped out greatly who's in dire need. And actually, if it hadn't been for what we were able to do to send this guy some money in Arizona, he wouldn't have been able to eat. You know, you just don't ever know what state of being you'll get into sometimes. But so now it's going to be out here. But also, let me say something to you about giving. This aspect of being. Joey gave to us over the last several weeks about finances. And I want to encourage you, especially if you missed this past Wednesday night, some simple principles about how to get a handle, how to grasp some things about your finances. But if you attended that class and he blessed you in that, I want to ask you to give a special offering to that. I want to ask you to give a special offering to alms. I want to ask you to give your tithes and offerings. When I came up with this, the thing that God has just challenged me with more and more is I just got to give more. I just got to give more. And it's taking a little stretch and it's going down a little deeper and doing some things I haven't done in a while. And so I want to encourage you in all of that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been the best last 6 months we've had at Eagles Way Church giving in a long, long time. I want to thank you for that. Thank you. Amen. Father, thank you that you're the God who has created everything. You've made us. You've sealed us by your Holy Spirit. And we just want to continue to give out of the being of which you've made us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
tears.
was jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane, I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of his wind and